we could be the most educated. We know we can help people, you know, in the most profound ways. But if we're being covered under all this saturated stuff on social media, we're not helping anyone. So it's super important to be able to get your voice out there as much as possible through podcasts, through magazine articles, through summits, whenever you can share that message, you're sending out that ripple effect.
Welcome to the Daily Authors Podcast, a daily podcast all about books and the authors who gave them life. Each episode, your host interviews a new brilliant author as they reveal inside information about their incredible books and inspiring lives. Now, here's your host, Aaron Gendel.
Hey, Aaron Gendel here. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Daily Authors Podcast. It means so, so much to me. And maybe you've been thinking about writing a book of your own. And if so, do not wait. The world is hurting and needs your help. It needs your book. I would love to help you on your journey to write your book. So simply email me at aaron@dailyauthors.com and I'd love to hear about your book idea. Now enjoy the show. All right. Thank you so much, Janice Short, for joining me on the Daily Authors Podcast. So excited today to talk to you about your book, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. Inspiring stories of hope told by people who thrived because of the journey. Thank you again, Jenna, for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Well, excited to have you. And before we start talking about your book, Jenna, if you wouldn't mind just telling the listeners a little bit more about yourself and your work and what you've got going on right now.
I work on social media as I create influencers. It happened because when I was sick, I went online, right? Like everybody else does. I'm older, so I remember the olden days, we looked through yellow pages to find people in our area to give us help. But we're in an incredible day and age where I can literally sit in my bed because I was too sick to get up and search the internet for health answers. And I was looking for holistic health answers. And what I found was a little scary because it's saturated out there, right? There's so many experts out there trying to share their product or their different routine. And that led me to wanting to find out who are the real experts and how come they're not being seen. And I just started creating influencers when I would meet somebody that was an incredible expert, had a great story and passion. I just started giving them platforms to get out there and in people's faces. And pretty soon they're a huge influencer, a global influencer. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Wow, incredible. That's amazing. I'm just kind of curious how you came about the idea, or like, did you have a background in this before, or in helping in the marketing space, I guess?
Not at all.
Okay.
I was an interior designer. It's what I've done all my life. But when I was sick, I was hospitalized for 2 months and then sent home to die. And, you know, my clients can't wait for you. So I connected them with new experts to work with them. And on my journey of getting well, I didn't know anything about holistic medicine. And I just started educating myself more. And I became mindset coach and NLP and RTT practitioner. And as I was helping clients online, I saw me in them. They were distrusting. They'd already been sold a million things. And it was really hard to build that rapport. And I realized that through this whole process, everybody forgets to date. Like, we didn't meet our husbands or our spouses the very first moment we walked in and saw them and said, look, we're getting married. I'm having 4 kids, buying this house. I want this ring. They would have run like hell. But that's what we're doing online. Here's my program. Here's my plan. Yeah. Sign up. And we're missing the date. We're missing building that relationship. And so I work with my experts. I don't work with product. I only work with experts. They can't talk about product. They have to learn to reconnect and do that dating process with their clients.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. I love that. Just sort of sharing, I guess, the opportunity for the potential clients that they have and maybe providing that value up front. Is that right?
It's exactly right.
Awesome. Well, we can talk more about that. It sounds like I'm sure you've written about it a bit in your book and wondered if you might share a bit more about the title first, I guess, and what inspired you to write your book, Oh My Health, There Is Hope.
I will. So Oh My Health, There Is Hope was inspired by me because I almost died. And when I came home, and my husband's a veterinarian, my ex is an internist, I only knew pharmaceutical drugs, and they had failed me. And so when I came home, I was searching the internet. But the great thing is I had a brand new grandson, so I'm really dating myself right now. He was our 5th grandson. He was only 7 weeks old. And I remember holding him thinking he would not have one single memory of me. He's just too little. He won't remember anything about me. And I went on this desperate search to create a memory with him. And as I'm trying to create memories and get more time, I started searching the internet for things. And here I am 10 years later. I now have 7 grandchildren. And my whole life is about making those incredible memories with my neighbors, with my husband, with my children. Like, it's all about memories for me now and how I'm going to leave people feeling. And so somebody asked me to tell my story. And I said, sure, I would love to write about that. And I started writing, right? Like all of us do. And I was pouring out my heart. And you go through all those emotions. I cried. I laughed. And when I was finished, I had like 2 chapters. That was it. I did not have a complete book in me. But because I work with experts, and the very first thing I ask them is, what's your story? I want to know why they have a passion to help others. What is driving them to do what they are doing? I did not grow up and think as a young girl, I'm going to be a mindset coach. I had something literally push me in that direction. And I'm a smart girl. I know to follow the lead of the universe and I went right with it. But a lot of other people don't. They struggle. And so I started thinking, I can't fill a whole book. It's very hard. I'm not a writer. I don't think I can do it. But I know a ton of people with powerful stories. And what if I collaborated with them and we all put in our stories? And so that's where Oh My Health, There Is Hope came from. Every expert I work with had something traumatic happen in their life that set them on the path that they're on now to serve others in the way they're serving. And we collaborated in this book with all of our stories. And I am really excited about it because I feel like my story is pretty powerful, but theirs puts mine to shame. Like, they're incredible.
Amazing. Yeah, it's probably been a pretty cool experience to share that or collaborate with all these individuals as well and just kind of put it all out there together. Well, is there, I guess, going back to your story, I'm more curious about, I guess, what happened there and what, maybe you could go into that a little bit more and let the listeners in on how you kind of came out of it.
I would love to. I had a little teeny minor surgery. It was called, a lot of people get this and a lot of people do nothing about it. So it's not something you have to have surgery for, but I had something called a hiatal hernia, which is a hernia in your esophagus. And the only reason I had to do surgery is it twisted. And when it twists, it loses blood flow. So you have to have a surgery. But when I had the surgery, they had a boo-boo and they damaged my vagus nerve. And your vagus nerve runs down your esophagus into your stomach. And it's like the brain for your stomach. It tells it to contract and expand, but it was paralyzed basically. So for a while, I kept eating. I didn't know there was anything wrong. And I felt like food was poisoning me. And as I'm eating, I started looking pregnant because my stomach couldn't empty. And people would be like, oh, congratulations on the baby. And I'm like, thank you. I'm 50, so thank you. But I'm not pregnant. And I couldn't understand what was going on. And finally, when I found out that what was going on, the medical solution was to have my stomach totally removed. And I did. I had my stomach totally removed. It went completely south. It dehisced, which means it opened up and I became septic and it was bad. So 2 months in the hospital, you get fed through a tube. And what they feed you is called TPN and it's all synthetic and it gives you your body what it needs to survive. But unfortunately, my body doesn't do well with synthetics. So it started shutting down my organs and I became malnourished. My hair fell out. My nails fell out. And I was literally, my body was starving to death. And so after 2 months in the hospital, I just felt like I was dying from all the chemicals they were pumping in my body. I went in with just this little minor surgery and I was going home to die. So I just begged to go home. If I'm going to die, I want to go home. My husband, even though he's a veterinarian, he knows enough about medicine to say, hey, she's blue. I think something's wrong. And so they let me come home and I spent 2 months literally in bed trying to find holistic solutions. And I will tell you, where else in the world can I be sitting on my deathbed and extend my reach globally to tons of experts and get advice, find, yes, I'm going to say the word products, but it's always still buyer beware, right? There are people out there that maybe don't have your best interest at heart. So if it sounds too good to be true and they're telling you there's a magical pill, it's probably not true. And you just need to do your research. So I now am a huge advocate for finding help online. Again, we live in a great day and age where we can sit at our computer. We have to weed through all the craziness, but there is help out there. So that's where My Health, There Is Hope comes into play. Everyone that's in that book has found hope. And a lot of them through social media. So there is hope out there. And if you guys are searching, just put on your thinking caps.
Yeah, wonderful story. Wow, thank you so much for sharing it. Quite the journey you've been on.
Yeah, I know mine personally wasn't maybe as crazy, but it came down to a lot of that too, researching and finding the answers and a lot of holistic solutions that really helped me as well. So thank you so much for sharing your story. And obviously, there's so many others in this book that I'm sure will touch the listeners. So encourage everybody to pick it up. And just wondered if you might finish the part of this interview with talking about your book in summing up what you'd want the listener or the reader to take away from reading it. If you could just boil that down to one thing, what would that be?
That there is hope. That is my message, is sharing to people who feel like they just keep running into that wall where they're not finding help for their situation. The little secret I will tell you is I did find something holistic that has gave me the opportunity to be here 10 more years and hopefully another 10 and another 10. I did not cure myself. There was nothing that I could do or take that was going to have me grow my stomach back. So do I still have symptoms? Absolutely. Do I still have multiple testing I have to do? Yes. I am living the most incredible life ever. It is a good quality of life because of holistic medicine. Again, I'm all about making memories. So every year, my husband and I take some kind of magical trip. So we have climbed Machu Picchu. We have been to the icebergs in Patagonia. And we went on safari just a few months ago in South Africa. And now we're getting ready to go to see the tulips in Amsterdam and then to go to Lake Como. So I make these amazing trips with him to create those memories. But we do it with our grandkids too. So we've taken them to New York. Christmas, they don't get a gift from us. We create a memory. Because if you ask your child or grandkid, what did you get last year? I promise you by next Christmas, they don't remember. Yeah. You go to all that trouble trying to get the perfect gift and it's just not going to remember it. But if I ask my grandkids what we did last Christmas, they will have like, oh my gosh, we were at the beach and we did this and we did that. So we create memories with them. In this book, are not only experts sharing their stories of their journey, but they're experts now in their field. There's infertility experts. There's experts in depression. There's my daughter is a doctor of natural medicine. She has a chapter in it because she had a hormonal journey of her own, which led her into leaving med school to study natural medicine. So now she's a board certified doctor of natural medicine. So all of them have this powerful story, and that doesn't have to be your future. What you're going through or what your diagnosis is, and Erin, you're an example of that. It doesn't have to define who you are or what your future is. So I thought I was an interior designer and that was going to be my job all my life. But here I am in the health and wellness field and doing the most incredible work that we're creating this huge ripple effect of hope out in the world. And I'm feeling really proud of it.
Oh, amazing. Well, congratulations. And obviously many more years of hope for lots of people in the work that you're doing. So keep it up, Jenna. Let's talk a little bit more about your influences. I'm always curious to know a little bit more about the authors on my show and who or what's influenced them the most, and wondered if you might share that with us today.
So what's influenced me the most?
Yeah, who or what has influenced you the most?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Gabby Bernstein's and Brandon Michard's. I feel like you have to feed your brain and your soul constantly. So I am constantly reading and absorbing. And so they're definitely mentors of mine. But who really mentors me is every single day I get to meet an expert who has this powerful story of hope. And again, I feel like I came off my deathbed and created magic. But when I hear their stories and what they've been through, it just always blows me away. And I feel like they're inspiring the world to fight through things and to not accept maybe Western medicine's answers, because there is still hope out there, right?
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Love those mentors as well. They've influenced me also. Well, let's talk about failure. Sometimes I ask my guests on my show about that, and I believe it's our biggest teacher at times. So is there any particular quote-unquote failure that you'd like to share with us today, Jenna? Something that you've really learned from?
Yeah, social media. I hate it. I'm a social media influencer and I hate it. I didn't grow up with, my grandkids have to show me how to post, but I didn't grow up with it. But I'm telling you, if you have a message, you have to figure it out, social media. And here's the thing, I call people influencers because most of the people I work have thousands of people following them. But if you have 20 people following you, or you have 100 people, you are an influencer. Those 100 people are following you for a reason. So you have to really be very cautious of everything you're putting out there. It has to be in alignment with your beliefs. It has to be positive. You can't like show up one day on social media. My husband's a real butthead. And like, I just want to kick him out. And you're not going to believe what he did. That's really not what, unless that's the kind of group you're trying to get to follow you. And a bunch of women complaining about their husbands. But you have to be really careful of everything you say. And sometimes your actual, I'm not saying don't be authentic, but sometimes your actual feelings have to sit in the back seat. Meaning if I had a bad day with my husband, it might look like this. Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what I had to deal with today. This is what happened. But guess what? I just started like giving him compliments and compliments and compliments. And the next thing you know, he's snuggling and he's all like, oh, I was kind of having a bad day. You got to bring that solution with the problem and not just throw out the negative. Because whatever negative you put out takes 100,000 times more work to get rid of. For some reason, the positive that you could throw out 100 positive quotes, and it takes forever for someone to grab onto that. But the one negative goes like wildfire throughout social media, and it like just hangs over you forever. So you have to work twice as hard to get the positive out.
Isn't that the truth? Well, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with social media. I appreciate it. What about Dave, favorite book? We love books on the show and wondered if you might share any of your favorites.
So my absolute favorite book, well, I love Gabby Bernstein, so I love all of her books, like her Super Attractor, The Universe Has Your Back. But for some reason, my favorite book is Out of My Head, and I read it every single year. Oh my God, by Gary Olson, I think it is. I can't remember his book, so I'm so sorry, because it's my absolute favorite book. And I do read it every year, but it's about just taking little steps to get where you're going. If you're climbing a stairs, right, you're not going to get there in one big giant step. You have to take little steps all the way up to get there. And so it's how, if you look at those little steps back, like for instance, when you go to college, I remember my husband's a veterinarian. He was 8 years in college. I promise you that first day as a freshman, he was thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to do this. I just got out of 12 years of school. Now I'm going into another 8. This is horrible. But year by year goes by. And the next thing you know, he's crossing that stage. It's done. And it was all those little steps. So I wish I could remember the name of the book, but I can't, but it's an amazing book.
If it comes to you, just shout it out.
I will. Just shout it out.
All right. Well, what about a favorite quote, something that inspires you often, Jenna?
My favorite quote is one of mine, by the way. It's only because of the work I do. But my favorite quote is, even if you're the best expert in the world, the very best at what you do, what does it matter if nobody knows who you are? So we could be the most educated. We know we can help people, you know, in the most profound ways. But if we're being covered under all this saturated stuff on social media, we're not helping anyone. So it's super important to be able to get your voice out there as much as possible through podcasts, through magazine articles, through summits, whenever you can share that message, you're sending out that ripple effect.
Love that. Beautiful quote. Yep, absolutely agree. Let's talk a bit about the book writing process and wondered if you might share anything that's really helped you along your way to write a book and maybe give some inspiration for those who are interested in writing one.
Well, I feel like I'm cheating because I couldn't write a whole book. I could only fill a chapter. But let me tell you, every person I've talked to who's released their own book, because now it's so easy, like everybody can self-publish and I love that they can get their word out there in a book. But it's really hard to promote it, right? It's just you. But when you bring on other authors. So if you're thinking about doing a book and you're still wanting to get your feet wet, it's really great to bring on maybe 20 more authors to fill that book. Because now not only am I promoting that book and going out through my reach, I'm extending it through 19 other people's reach. So when that book goes out, we're getting like Amazon bestsellers through this series of books in like 3 days because they're out there promoting. There's 20 of us. There's 20 of us out there talking about it, 20 of us out posting it on our social media. Like there's so many of us that the books, they get hot fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great advice. I believe it's kind of like you're building your own launch team in a way by just having the book and everybody's highly invested, right? Because their name's on it. It's great. Well, I wondered if you might share a bit about just being an author and curious to know your thoughts and what's really been impactful about, I guess, you know, your book's coming out soon. And I know that's, you know, you may have a different feeling afterwards, but I guess, what are you feeling now? Your thoughts on being an author? Has anything changed for you? And maybe you might share what the best part about writing a book has been for you.
Well, I never thought I would be able to say I'm an author, but I actually have a book out already. It's called Your Time Is Now, which is another co-authored project.
Okay, great.
And it's right now for pre-sale. So I think that the actual hard copy is out on March 5th. But it's called Your Time Is Now. And again, it's a bunch of inspiring stories about women in business. And I think that it's like super touching for me to be able to say I was brave enough to do something I never thought I could do. Not only was I brave enough, I was brave enough to do that with 19 other women who are brave enough to get out there and share their journey and their story. And I never thought I would say, oh, hi, I'm an author. And I have an international best-selling book.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, incredible. And congratulations again. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything, though. So, Jenna, if there's anything else you'd like to share, anything at all, go for it. And of course, please make sure the listeners know where to connect with you online.
The only thing I would like to say is if you are thinking that you want to write a book, if you're an expert or if you've lived a life, you probably have a book in you. And your story can maybe affect others. And again, I talk about the ripple effect all the time. And one of the stories that I just did on my show was I talked about Rosa Parks and getting past that mindset of fearfulness. And I can't even imagine what it was like for Rosa Parks to be sitting on that bus that day, right? Did she think that I'm going to plan this out and on this day, I'm going to just take a stand my ground and I'm not moving? Or was she just tired? And the fear was just like, I'm not getting up for you today. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. And then this huge ripple effect started, right? There was other things going on, but people remember Rosa Parks. And she, at that time, you don't know what was going to happen. And she was pulled off that bus and imprisoned and like, it was scary. And I don't know how many of you actually seen what she looks like, but she's this little tiny thing. And she took this very powerful stand. Writing a book isn't that hard. It's not that scary. So if you have a story in you, I would strongly encourage you to get that message out and start that ripple effect. And if you're too afraid to do it on your own, grab some people that have the same mindset as you and include them in that book. And I'm sure you have a chapter in you, right? I know I did. So I'm sure you do. And if anyone wants to follow me, they can go to JeannaShort.com. It's my website. But I also have BestHolisticLife.com, which is my editorial blogging site. If you want to start practicing your writing, you're welcome to submit a blog. But that's how I started, by the way, was just blogging, a bunch of little short stories. And so blogging is super easy. It's a great way to get your feet wet. But if you want to write a book, maybe one day you can compile all those blogs, right?
Absolutely. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for the encouragement. I definitely believe that all of us do have a book in us. And thank you for encouraging the listeners with that same message. Maybe you could just speak a little bit more about what you're up to next, Jenna.
Wow. I'm doing some live retreats, which is new for me. So it's a new, definitely a new venture, but I have another influencer that I work with that's out of Austria, and we are now doing retreats. So I'm going to be doing 2 retreats a year. And they're media retreats because I see people who are very nervous on camera and like they're trying to do their selfies. And this is all a huge media. We have this incredible team coming in from Austria that works with Adidas and Rentastic and does all their videos and photo shoots. And they're going to come in and they're going to take amazing photos of people. We're going to teach them how to be in front of camera, how to talk as an influencer, how to get their story out there. And so I'm really excited. Right now, there's one going on in Italy in a couple of weeks, but I'm doing the ones in the U.S. So I will be in Big Sur and in Sedona doing it.
Wonderful, beautiful places. Well, congrats on that and all the best. That's good stuff. I think all of us need a lot of help there. So keep it up. And especially authors. I think there's just so much room to help authors to get their message out there. And I will get your message out there as much as I can with this show. And I really appreciate your time and for your smiles and just sharing your story today, Jenna. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Authors Podcast. Be sure to visit dailyauthors.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.